Hey there, everyone. I'm back with my weekly update of book, media, travel, and other things I've been up to. Let's take a look. Thanks for joining me. This is Fantasy for the Ages. I'm Jim, the father of this father and son duo who bring you stuff on fantasy, science fiction, and other nerdy things we enjoy. This is a quick take episode, just me, Jim, the father, to share what have I been up to this last week, what kind of new things have I gotten into that you might find interesting. If you enjoy this, if you do find it interesting, hit the like button, and if you have not subscribed, do it now, please. It hurts you not at all, and it helps us a ton. Let's talk about the books I'm reading right now. This week's update, I'm still reading Toll the Hounds, book 8 of Malazan, Book of the Fallen. I'm currently 22% of the way in. It gets better and better, but it's a freaking long book. It's going to take me a while, people. I'm also still reading Searching for Zen. This is a self-published book that I was given. I have a chance to read through it and review it. I'm still only about 40% into this book. I did very little reading of it the last few days because I've been out of town. More about that in just a moment. Third book that I was reading, but I'm done with now, is The Poppy War by R.F. Kuang. It was fantastic. Book one of the Poppy War trilogy. I really liked it. Nice approach in fantasy that was a little different culturally than what I'm used to, and that just gave me a fresh new perspective on things. I really liked it. I moved, of course, then right into the next book in the series, The Dragon Republic, and I'm only about 20% into that one now. I really should be farther, but I was busy. And let's talk about why I was busy, because the Places I've Been segment is next, and I spent the last 5 days in Atlanta, Georgia for JordanCon, the annual convention there for fantasy, science fiction, speculative fiction fans, named in honor of Robert Jordan. And so there's a lot of us Wheel of Time fans who tend to show up there. But it's not just for Wheel of Time fans. We've got Cosmere fans. We've got people into all sorts of science fiction. We've got people who love to write. We've got artists. We've got gamers. All sorts of things that fall into that fun, nerdy spectrum. And I just spent Thursday through yesterday, Monday, amongst the most amazing people. This is my third straight JordanCon. And you go, and the rest of the world disappears for a while. And you can talk about so many cool things that most people have no clue what you're talking about. Those of you watching my channel probably do, and a lot of you, I did talk to at JordanCon. I've got my new JordanCon badge with all these little attachments to them, which are great. I think my favorite is the one right here at the top. It says, I survived the JordanCon fire of 23. That was last year. There was no fire, but there was a fire drill at like 7 in the morning. It was not very pleasant for people because we tend to stay up kind of late at JordanCon. Anyways, had a blast there. That's where I traveled. The only other place I was at other than Vancouver, Washington, this past week was Seattle because I flew through Seattle to get to Atlanta. And on the way back, had an extra half hour layover of an already 2.5 hour layover. Thank goodness I have a lounge membership with Alaska Lounge, and their soup is really good. So was their martini. Moving on, things I've watched. I got a bunch of things I was able to watch this past week. Chopped, of course, being one of them again. I know you don't care, but I love my cooking competitions. I watched more Chopped episodes. I also finished the Three Body Problem adaptation, season 1, on Netflix. That's all that's there. I just yesterday dropped a review of those episodes. It's great. I hear some people out there who love the books, like I do, hate the adaptation. What's wrong with you? They're doing a really faithful adaptation. Yes, they're changing things. We have to do that for television. But they're making this story really accessible for people. And it's still the story they need to hear. Loving it. go check out my episode from yesterday. It's spoiler light, so doesn't matter whether you've seen it yet or not. Doesn't matter whether you've read the books or yet or not. You can get my thoughts. I also watched the trilogy of movies Unbreakable, which I'd seen before, Split, and Glass. Those other two I was only familiar with. I hadn't actually watched them. Now I have. Really enjoyed the trilogy, and the setup at the end of it kind of makes me wish there would be more in this kind of world M. Night Shyamalan has brought to the screen through these movies. I'm not entirely in love with the ending of the final one, Glass. I get it, but I wish the ending was just a little different. Nevertheless, liked the movies. The whole premise really worked for me. Cool stuff. If you've never watched those movies, they're worth it, especially if you're into superhero lore and comic books. That doesn't really tell you enough to spoil anything, but you might want to check them out. I also finally took care of one movie I was totally missing. Very bad, Jim, bad. I watched Arrival. I recently talked about a top 10 alien invasion movies, and I admitted I couldn't put Arrival on the list because I hadn't watched it. Now I did. It was good. Great. It was a little conceptual. I don't know that I can say it was one of my favorites, but it was good. It was kind of deep. It was unique. It's a really well done movie. I won't need to watch it again, though. Sorry, all of you Arrival lovers. It was no Independence Day. as real science fiction, it was much better than Independence Day. Just wasn't nearly as enjoyable. Let's see, I also watched the last two episodes of Man in the High Castle, season one, on Prime Video. I had never gotten around to that. They were dangling there for a number of weeks. Might have been a couple of months. But finished the season and then went, whoa, at the ending the season brought to us. Now I gotta continue further into this. Finally, watching The Man in the High Castle all came about because I want to read Philip K. Dick's original book that is the source material. So I'm going to finish the show. Then I'm going to go back and read that and see what I think. I also watched another episode of Shogun with my wife. That show continues to deliver. The adaptation continues to stray from the book. It's really another version of Shogun, but it's done very well. If you don't like subtitles, though, it can be rather annoying. I'm not minding them in this context. And finally, I watched half of a zombie movie. Sorta. Very different. Jerusalem, with a big Z in the center. This is not a high-level movie. But I needed something else to watch on the airplane. And so I threw this in. I'm not sure I'll finish. But I do like zombies, and it was a little novel. I might go back, because I do hate to leave things unfinished. Okay, moving out to my shout-outs for the week. Big shout-out to my entire JordanCon family. All of you that I spent time with. Some of you more than others. But anybody who I encountered at all during that time. Thank you for being there. Thank you for enhancing the experience for everyone else around you. You are all amazing and wonderful people. That was so much fun. Also, I've got an author to shout out here, Eric Goodwin. I don't know Eric Goodwin, but I just got a new ebook from him today, an ARC, both for Zach and I to read and review on his, what I believe is his first fantasy novel, King of the Forgotten Darkness. He has a number of nonfiction books already published professionally, area of his professional focus, but now he's branching out into fantasy. So I'm going to check it out. We're going to check it out, I think. I definitely will read it. I can't swear for my son, but I've given him the copy too and encouraged him to read it. Maybe we can review it together. But hey, thanks for thinking of us, giving us an opportunity, Eric, to read your book. I also want to point out this really cool glass. I don't know if you'll be able to make this out well enough, but you can see there's a bunch of scribbles all over it. What that is etching of the map of the Wheel of Time. It's very cool. It doesn't come out so well for you on the camera, but I won this at JordanCon for some volunteering that I did with a group of friends. So cool. I have something new to sit on my shelf behind me, and it completely disappears into the books behind it. But it's there, trust me, and I love it. Let's talk about our most watched stuff this past week. Believe it or not, the episode that was watched the most was the same episode that was watched the most last week. My reaction video, spoiler light, to Chesapeake Bay Monsters. Another 192 views this week. So that brings the grand total up to 354 already. For that kind of review of a self-published book on our channel, that's really impressive. I hope it's leading to new purchases of this book because I really enjoyed it. Pete Kramer, let us know if you're getting more people grabbing copies of that fine, fine book. And for a YouTube short, Dad Jokes 29, Disney style, this week is our most watched over the last 7 days with nearly 7,300 views already. It's a good little groaning chuckle. Check it out. Best comment of the week was also on that video where Pet and Keith wrote, "I absolutely hate that I genuinely laughed." That does the dad and me very happy. All right, let's get to our book title scramble last week. This one that you couldn't figure out necessarily was, because nobody guessed it, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Okay, maybe I started with a really big one that was a little tough for you to be able to get the mind wrapped around here. I'll give you an easy one this week. So here it is. Let me put it right here. There, balancing it on my hand. And if you can figure out what that one word title is to some fantasy or science fiction book, drop it in the comments. Be the first one, and I'll give you a virtual pat on the back. Okay, that's it. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to like and subscribe. I'll be back again next week, give you another update. Until then, well, stay frosty, everyone. Okay, there's a new ending. Now let's do the usual. We'll talk to you next time.